9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kinda bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny. You ready?
Ooh, I'm just doing you like a kind of girl.
Trying to get you, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
That's Zoe 101. We're not Zoe 101. We're Wizards 101. No, we're not.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wizards of Waverly Place. We're also not that. We're sort of kind of funny.
Right. Way to confuse them, James. They're like, I thought there were wizards and Britney Spears' sister in here.
What the fuck? Welcome back, guys, to another amazing week of Sort of Kind of Funny. I am your host, James. I'm your brother. This is your not so family friendly podcast. And join with me today is not my hermana. My sister, because she hates Spanish, apparently.
I did not say that. James started an introduction with that, and I was like, it's just been a pattern each week, which is fine if that's his thing, you know. But anyway.
It is my, I'd say my thing is speaking another language. Yeah, if that's my thing.
No, the fact that you started with, this is my hermana, like, text me if you want to hang out. I'm not fighting you, James. I never said I hated Spanish. I'm Lauren. Apparently, Lauren's getting a lot of heat from the side of the podcast so far, but we are back. We are back. Do not fear. Do not be scared.
Fear not, for I am with you, and by I is sort of kind of funny as with you.
Be not afraid. We are here to make you laugh. James, yeah. Should we talk about what we were looking up last night about the be not afraid?
Oh, yes.
AI,
angels. Was talking about, we were on the phone, I was driving to a birthday party, birthday boy, and we were driving, or I was driving, I called Lauren, and Lauren's like, have you seen like what a realistic angel looks
no,
like?
No, yeah, no. I said, have you seen what AI has made, the Revelations
on.
Angels?
But we were looking at what real angels from a biblically accurate angel looks like. For anyone who doesn't know, look up what a biblically accurate angel is. But then Lauren's like, have you seen the AI rendering of a biblically accurate angel? Yeah. It's not just a biblically accurate angel. It's like clouds and the eyes
it's
are
the most
blinking.
Because creepy thing I've ever seen in my life.
Imagine like a halo, the size of like a planet. No, maybe not the size of a planet. The size of like a skyscraper, but a huge circle,
like a
right?
Portal, like because it's moving. It's like different mechanical things are moving inside it, and there's like an eye.
Except it's all completely made of eyes. So there's like hundreds of eyes all around. Like a disc, like a frisbee with like a hole cut out of it, and there's tons of eyes,
feathers
all around it,
and on some sides,
and then they're all blinking and they're all moving, and it's like the size of a fucking, like, imagine Godzilla if Godzilla was a floating
huge.
Eye.
It's honestly, it's very creepy. Some of the comments were like really funny because they're like, be not afraid, and it's like immediately dies.
I was like, bitch, if I saw that, I am afraid.
I know. It was just funny because it was like, this is the most horrendous thing I've ever seen. In no way would I see that and feel comforted.
There's no way if I was like needing comfort from God and he was like, I will send one of my angels. I'm like, for sure. If that bitch shows up in my room at 2 a.m., I'm offing myself immediately. I'm so scared.
It was so creepy. Yeah, I prefer thinking of cute little damsels with wings because no.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we,
And Lauren said that her son saw an angel during Christmas time. Angel, air quote, like a Christian angel.
He saw a real angel. No, he was like one of
I
those
saw an
metal,
angel.
The metals that you put in the yard, but they're like lighted up Christmassy. Yeah.
Yeah, like an angel you put on your tree, right? And he saw it, and what did he say? He thought it was
a fairy.
He said a fairy.
Yeah.
You're for sure.
It was so cute.
You're like, that makes more sense. And then Lauren and I were talking about the implications of the fact that little winged pixies actually makes a lot more sense than humans with
full wings.
Bird wings.
Unless you're in heaven and there's angels there. That also.
Oh, yeah. And then unless they exist. Okay, yeah, of course. Unless they exist, then they exist. I'm saying the implications and the likelihood.
Right, because you could see people thinking, oh, there's a fairy. And they see, like, back in the day, and they see dragonflies or something like flittering around, and you're like, oh, for sure. And it's a horsefly, and they chomp them. Dude, horseflies in the summer in the pool hit different. You get those pool noodles out, you just whack the shit out of them.
Are you looking for a place for all things horror and don't know where to go?
Well, you've came to the right place, my friend. We are the Graveyard Club podcast. For all your horror needs, visit us on YouTube and Spotify, and you can follow us over on Instagram at the Graveyard Club Pod. See you there.
Ciao. Anyway, adjusting. We are never going to be done adjusting with these stupid microphones, James. Every week.
Here are sort of kind of funny. You guys get to listen to like 45 minutes to an hour of us talking. We get to spend 45 minutes to an hour prepping. So
yeah, this week, you guys. Oh, first and foremost, real quick, guys, we are with the Deluxe Edition Network, and want to shout out the podcasters of the month, Films and Fermentation and Friends Talking Nerdy. Make sure to check them out. They are super fun. Films of Fermentation is obviously talking about different movies and reviewing that fun stuff while they drink. And then Friends and Talking Nerdy is all fun, geeky topics. James, you're a big fan of that.
I was going to say, and you know how nerdy we are here. And by yes. we, I mean more of me than Lauren. But Lauren's a low-key nerd. So guys, if you, like us, love nerdy talk, like it's like dirty
and
talk.
And movies.
It's a little more sensual. A
little more Chewbacca.
And movies. Then check them out.
For sure. You can find them on the deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Okay, let's get into our episode, James. We are talking part two.
Coffee. Oh.
We are talking about podcast story submissions, part two. Here we go. We had people write in after hearing the episode. And very excited. One of them.
Y'all did not disappoint. Every time we have a call to arms, send us something.
Yeah.
We rise at dawn. Y'all be showing up with and pitchforks.
Trying to take us down. They're like, please stop. We're like,
we're sort of kind of funny now. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we are sort of kind of funny. We are sort of kind of funny. And I'm like,
Makes sense.
When you think about it.
One of them said they lived in England and their upbringing was very different than ours. They're like, I think we saw much less violence.
Needless to say, very different.
And they're like, we had to wear uniforms, but then on the days that people, they had like, maybe it was a day a month or so where you could wear regular clothes, but to wear the regular clothes, you had to donate to a charity, which is very cool. But then on those days, typically you get mocked because it's like, oh, you're gonna wear that? Like, kids are mean. So I think there's pros and cons to this. But then they were saying there's also not like gang violence at their school. So you know, you
so you win some, you lose some. You have to pay exactly. charity, get a little bullied for wearing.
Gotta
a polo
pay the troll toll
to
get inside the boys
to get to the hole. Yeah, they're like, oh, look at you. You don't want to wear your knickers, so you want to wear a Nike. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you. I'm gonna stick you. I'm gonna wet you with a knife. That's how I imagine high school in England's like.
Where are Birmingham? What are you in the Peaky Blinders?
You think you're not gonna wear your uniform?
If you say Arthur, like Arthur,
Orfer.
I love it. Give me Orfer. A hard F instead of a TH.
I don't know if you can say that.
What?
Give me a hard F. John's like listening to this, scrubbing in at work, and he's like, oh, I'm going to give you the hard F.
Oh, I'm going to F you hard.
Freaky deaky.
Instead of a TH. There you go, guys. Wow, that was really, really inappropriate. I'm so sorry.
Sort of kind of inappropriate. That could be the name, honestly.
Yeah. All right. Did you get it pulled up?
Yeah. All right. So we got some more entries, and we're going to read them for you guys. Here we go. My dad was wearing flip-flops, and when he fell, one of the flip-flops... Oh, okay.
This is the same again, father, with the donut story.
I didn't even have to question that. I as soon as I started reading this, I assumed it was that person.
Right, okay.
Okay, my dad was wearing flip-flops, and when he fell, one of the flip-flops flew off into the neighbor's yard. What? What kind of a Looney Tunes bitch? Like, how are you? Whoa! And your foot goes flying? Like, his foot went, like, over his head?
It spins, like, 300 times. Doom, 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 then lands on your
head. How does that happen?
I don't know. It's incredible. This, I would love a reality TV show of this, like, a house.
Like, Jesus, I know. Who needs that? You have sort of kind of funny. We tell the stories all the time. We paint a word picture in your mind. Within seconds, my dad's flip-flops comes flying back over the fence and hits my dad in the head. That's like fucking Merry and Pippin.
My mom in the head.
Oh, hit my mom in the head. We heard a voice say, "I told you fucking kids to keep your shit out of my yard." The voice belonged to the other old crotchety bastard, Reverend Killjoy. We still laugh about this to this day. Maybe next week I'll share the story of the time my mom hit my dad in the face with a frying with a frying pan.
Yeah,
the Super Smash Brothers. I know what you're
Peach.
Thinking.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
How the hell did I turn out so normal? One of life's great mysteries.
Oh, that's great. I love the names. This person needs to be an author. Also, James, speaking of Mario, like Melee, who is your go-to character on Melee, Smash Brothers, whatever it's called?
Super Smash Brothers Melee?
Yeah.
It's a hard one. I really liked Falco a lot.
Falco Punch!
Yeah. Is it Falco? Falcon. Captain Falcon. I liked him.
And Fox?
Show I like Fox. Yeah, I liked him. I like... I know Donkey Kong and what's his name, Bowser. Apparently, they're like goated. Like, apparently, they're really good if you know how to use them.
Okay, I believe that.
Super Smash Bros. Is one of the games that's still used in tournaments. Like, there are newer
characters?
Super Smash Bros. Games.
Oh,
well, I mean, like other games. But like, those are pretty much that one and Brawl are pretty much the only two that they still use in tournaments.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy.
That was one of my favorite games. We had the GameCube, guys. We had the OG. We had that, and Mario Party was always my favorite. I was always Peach and / or, no one's surprised. They're like, wow, very basic. Zelda, and I would down B that bitch and turn her into a ninja and just start kicking everyone's ass. But Peach's frying pan hit different.
Sheik is her name when she's down.
Sure, I'm going to say ninja bitch, which also is
not...
Sheik.
Yeah. I'm gonna start calling you Juan, Lauren. Why? Because fuck it. You know why? Why not? Why not call you by your name? She has a name.
Why are you so upset? It's a character.
I know.
But she's fake.
Just because.
She's not real.
Okay, but.
Why are we?
You know, here's the thing about art.
I didn't know her name and now I do. Well, I did know it and I forgot. It's been years.
No, I'm saying, but here's the thing about art. Reading books and stuff like that and watching movies, I know those characters aren't real, but they still can impact
me. I didn't say
me.
They couldn't. I just said I accidentally called her name and then I made a joke about it and you're pissed that I'm not calling her by her God-given name.
That's not her God-given name. I'm pretty sure like some Japanese guy gave her that name, but which, to be fair, is her God.
Yeah, exactly. It is a creator of her. Perfect. All right, next story. My teacher, I have no idea where she came from, but I'm pretty certain it was the depths of hell or the alternative school. She was one of the meanest teachers I remember having ever. We were in sixth grade. If she thought you were smart, she'd give you a 50 on anything you turned in. If she thought you were stupid, she'd give you a 0. She said, "If you think I'm wrong, come to my desk." And then she'd just write 100 across wherever you handed her. Me, another girl, and another girl were all in that class, my friends. We signed up for the spelling bee and would get permission to leave this teacher's class and go hang out in the library where the crazy librarian was. We hung out in this like little closet room where we drew horrible pictures of the mean teacher, then shoved them in my backpack because nobody would suspect I'd have them.
She says that people wouldn't suspect her. No offense, but if I saw her then, I would have been like, yeah, she probably has mean pictures of people.
Can't say that.
Yeah, I can. Why can't I? I'm not saying she's a mean person. I'm just saying that if I saw, I know who her group of friends were. If any of them, if they were like someone in this room has mean pictures of people, I'd be like, it's these girls.
It's these mean girls. Yeah. If you hang out with the mean girls.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying she's a mean girl. Yeah.
Not a mean girl, but you have mean friends. So maybe they're. You're the mule to their drugs, you know what I mean? And by drugs, I mean pictures.
Yeah, in this case, the heroine, aka, is...
The images. Also, the fact, this is very... The
pornographic material that you're...
The coat, they're nude, they're porn pictures. They're just her naked. They're like, what if we gave
I
you,
hate
like,
this picture.
Bigger bosoms? They're like, oh.
They're like, I hate this teacher, I hate her. Let's try getting piped down by Mario.
Oh my gosh. Like,
why Mario?
They're like, do you think she does have hair or she shaves it clean? They're like, actually, erotic images of this teacher. Mona Lisa
Damn.
Style, just gaping. Yeah.
Gaping's crazy.
That is crazy. And I'm going to move. I've already said some inappropriate things during this. Let's cleanse the air. Sage it.
Yeah, usually I'm the inappropriate one.
Sage it. Sage it.
I'm going to give it a blessing.
All right. Also, This is like the coach at our school doing the full on like random grades, 50, 90, just to the kids he liked.
Was this
like.
Not a teacher at our school also?
It was.
What is up with our school and teachers are giving people random grades?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm like, what? It's no wonder everyone gets to college from our school. They're like, what the fuck is it? Is it trigonometry?
I couldn't even tell you.
That's not a real thing, so. Trigonometry, I just made that shit up. So if you could tell me, I'd be like.
Trigonometry is a thing.
Trigonometry. I said trigonometry.
Trigonometry, yeah, for sure. God. The next one is, your latest post reminds me of a time when my brother was driving and he needed to use the bathroom. He couldn't wait to get home, so he decided to stop at a gas station.
Here we go.
After prairie dogging it. That makes me sick.
After what?
He finally gets prairie dogging it.
So for those of you who don't know, it's when your butthole be puckering with that shit.
It's the crowning situation, yeah. He finally gets into the bathroom. He takes a dump and realizes there isn't any toilet paper, so he uses his beanie to wipe his ass.
Dude, at that point, just use your underwear. Don't use your beanie.
Ew. And just throw it away.
Yeah, I'd rather lose underwear than a beanie.
That's a good point. You know, James, I've never thought about that. I've never. That.
Use a sock.
Yeah, sure. I've never been in that situation, so I haven't been like, oh,
I have.
But now, for sure, a sock is a great way to go.
Yeah, sock's good. John, our brother, I'm trying to remember, he said on his mission, he had a blowout in a gas station, like very similar, like a baby. And then he said there was a toilet paper. I think he said he used his underwear.
So, you know, that's not awful either. Like, and honestly, anything that you can ditch, underwear you can ditch. Socks. You can ditch your socks, but your beanie, I mean, you can ditch your beanie if it's a cheap one, whatever.
But like do you want to ditch your, I feel like beanies are things that I rarely purchase. So if I am buying one, I probably care a lot more about it than my undies.
Yeah, unless it's or like my super
socks.
Nice.
That's not true. I really love my socks. So probably my underwear would be the it's first like thing that I would throw away.
Full on lingerie. You're just wearing like a whole set. Someone
opens the door and I'm taking off my bindings as I'm like, it's like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm wiping.
It's like leather straps.
My ass. They're like, why do you have BDSM? I'm like, BDSM? This is what I wear all the time.
Olipop, olipop,
guys, I am a soda drinker. I'll admit it, I like soda. But having a healthier option to still get soda pop, aka Olipop, it's a win. It's the best thing you could even want in your life. You still get that great num 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 great flavor and soda, but it's way better for you.
In an Olipop drink, they're up to only 2 to 5 grams of sugar, 9 grams of fiber, and they are 16 delicious flavors. If you compare it to a regular Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's 39 grams in a 12-ounce can, 39 grams of sugar.
So that is 2 to 5 compared to, did you say 39?
39.
That's foul.
Yeah, almost 40.
Right. Right. Some of the favorites and classics are Vintage Cola for the Coke lovers, which is me, but I don't take that full like 39 grams of sugar. Cream soda, classic grape, banana cream, lemon lime, watermelon life, and many, many more. One of the things I personally love about Olipop is they are the cutest cans. Now, I know some people are like, that literally doesn't matter. I'm all about the aesthetic. These are the cutest cans. I'm obsessed with this company. If I were an inanimate object, I would identify as an Olipop can.
Yeah, it's very much Lauren. It very much screams Lauren side of sort of kind of funny. And I am so happy that we are affiliates with Olipop.
Use code kind of funny for 15% off at drinkolipop.com. If you want the soda that tastes like home, healthy meets delicious, check out drinkolipop.com and use code kind of funny, all caps, to get 15% off your purchase. All right. The next one is in-law issues. James is going to love this topic.
Why?
Because in-laws are always stressful if it's a bad story for anyone.
But why James?
Why not James specifically?
Why James?
Because it's James' turn to sing. And by sing, I mean read. Lauren loves
because James
No one's calling James out specifically.
Please stop. That's a lie. You literally just said my name.
It was a joke because I sing. You know, and if you sing, it's like reversing what I said. It's a joke.
Not real. I'm going to fucking bust a cap.
I'm going to rob you. I didn't really rob the place. I was singing it.
It's like gangsters from the 20s. That's why they were always singing.
Doo-wop.
We were doing doo-wops and stabbed with a knife because we didn't think they would know.
Shoo up, give me your money. Gimme, oh, gimme. And then you come in with that sweet, sweet bass. He's like,
I'm going to stab you. Going to stab you. In the jugular.
Get your kneecaps now. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. What if you were missing your feet?
Missing your feet?
Yeah. Type 2 diabetes will get
good
you.
Good Lord, it will. All right. In line issues. You want it?
You want it? No, I don't want in-law issues. Been there, done that.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. Again, we have
trauma.
Trauma.
All right, go. I didn't do fucking shit.
Oh, this, I have to give the background because this just goes in. Someone messaged and said they had issues with their in-laws, and this, they like to be chaotic to the in-laws, but not through them. They use their children, and these are examples that they do.
I like doing chaotic things to my in-laws, like putting my 2-year-old in their playroom and opening all of the markers and...
They're awful, she said.
This is evil!
No, I support it.
I put my 2-year-old in the playroom, I open all of the markers, and I tell her to color on the floors, and I run out, shutting the door really quickly and blaming the other grandkids. If they are all playing together. At Christmas, my mother-in-law bought my damn 2-year-old real makeup. Wow, that's fucked up. And she crushed up the eyeshadow when she opened it and blew the powder all over her white couch. The grandmother bought the person that's writing in's child makeup. So the child crushed up the makeup and then onto
the mom. The mom blew it all over the white couches. Damn. She was like, oh, it's crushed up. Make a wish.
I wish that you'd stop being such a fucking
Honestly, this is funny because the mother-in-law deserved it. Like, she's mean.
Yeah.
And these aren't violent acts. Sure, it is a little bit of, like, damage.
I would say releasing your 2-year-old into a room with markers is the definition of violent.
I love that it's the kid making her kid do it. The kid won't know. The kid don't know. I mean.
No. She's also like, Mama told me to draw on floor.
That would be a problem. Mm-hmm.
Mommy didn't say that. I don't remember that.
Gaslight. Mommy. Oh, she's just learning to speak. She doesn't know who mommy is. She's pointing at her mommy. She's like, no. No.
No, I'm not mommy.
Wow. Okay. I took a class my senior year in high school. It was a clinical type class where we learned medical terminology and protocols. The only reason I really took it was because students got to leave and be candy stripers at the hospital. I don't know what that is. Do you know what a candy striper at a hospital is?
That sounds like some sexual term and I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, volunteers.
Striplers.
Okay. So, anyways, we were learning basic care techniques for patients, feeding, cleaning, changing bedding in a sanitary way. Well, we got to the point where we were learning how to change bedridden patients. Our teacher told us that in order to really learn the correct procedures, we need to undress. Yes, undress. I refused and she threatened to write me up if I didn't participate. I refused and she sent me to the principal's office.
What? Is this a guy or a girl writing in?
This is a female.
Had a teacher who was like, take off your damn clothes.
And this is the end of the story.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the end of the story. It says, now anyone who knows my mom knows she's crazy. The principal called my mom and she absolutely showed her ass. To think that this teacher wasn't fired after this is beyond comprehension. Surely this teacher should have been fired.
What year was this roughly? Like 2009, 2008, something like that?
Probably like 2009 is what I'm guessing. 2010. So, a special time to wear.
They're like, take out your titties. And she's like, no. Let me see them coochie. And she's like, no. I'm gonna write you up. Okay, you want to be on a fucking registry where you have to introduce yourself to every fucking neighbor in your town? Because I'm about to write you up. To the police.
For sure. They're not going to like this conversation.
You want an F on this test? You want an F by a large man in prison? Because you're about to get that.
About to get down by Daryl.
About to get down by Daryl in the penitentiary in cell block D.
All right. Well, that's something. All right.
Take off your goddamn pants so I can tell you how to clean someone. You're like, here's the thing. I've been wiping myself for the last 18 years. I know how to do it. They're like, no. We're just going to show you how to clean.
And have you ever done it naked? And you're like, when I have that real bad diarrhea.
You want meat? You're like, here's the thing. When I shit myself completely, and this happens regularly, right? They're like, what? Yeah, here's what I do. I like to strip my down myself down real naked. And then I go like to get myself in the shower, hose myself off.
I put myself up against the wall. And then with the other hand, I'm hosing myself. Cold water. When you just diarrhea. Wow. That's fecal matter.
True. I did take freezing cold showers for 2 years of my life. They will wake you the fuck
up. Nothing like closing all your holes. Nothing like clenching.
Closing all your holes is an insane thing to say. Jesus Christ. Nothing like closing all your holes. Put that on a t-shirt and get arrested.
And honestly, if that's not the goal, what is? I'm just playing, guys.
If the goal isn't to get your holes closed.
I said getting arrested. God. Court that up, baby girl.
I want to get my holes closed. I want every single one of my tight crevices to be filled.
Stop. Don't say tight. God, I'm crying right now. Oh, it's just a joke if you sing about it.
Oh, I want my tight holes filled up by a strong man named...
Daryl. You're like, something about that prison story. We got me aroused.
I'm like, am I into prison sex?
Am I trying to get a conjugal visit, my God?
Like, I don't want to go to prison, but I want to get down like I'm in prison. You know what I'm saying?
He's looking. There's like a prison, like what's it called? Like yellow pages. You're looking at, be like, he looks fine.
A prison itinerary for dick appointments.
You call up, you're like, ring. Yeah, I'm here.
Who's lonely? Who hasn't had a conjugal visit in the
you're
last?
Like, I'm here. You see the fine. Man. You're like, I'm here for. But for George Henry, and I am here for a conjugal.
They're like, really?
I didn't know they were married. And you're like, for sure.
We got prison married. They're like, what is that?
They're like, what is that? That's not a thing, girl. Don't. I'm trying to get my holes closed.
I'm trying to get my crevices entered.
I'm crying. This was someone's response to a random TikTok thing we did.
I'm a savage.
Oh, this was a story about like when the cashier tells us too much. I don't know. I made a funny video where it's like when the person in the grocery store tells you too much information about their life. And this is their response. James, stop. Why are you trying to suck in your jawline? Snatch.
Okay. The Dairy Queen cashier one time told me that her husband was currently cheating on her. For sure. And what can I get for you today? Welcome to
Dairy
Queen.
Let's act this out. You're going to be the...
That's what I was trying to do, but you know, here's the thing is that sometimes you don't have to say that. You just go into it.
Well, normally we do, James, but my mind is slow today. A whole closing. All right, go start.
Welcome to Dairy Queen. What can I get for you other than another woman's pussy, which apparently has been happening? Go ahead. Take your time, just like he did on that woman's vagine.
Wow. Husband. Can I get another number four? No pickles, no mayonnaise. And what was it that you just said?
Oh yeah, he got a number four as well. Four dicks in said ass. Continue. Don't apologize, okay, ma'am. It's not your problem. You don't need to hear about this. But my husband is cheating on me with seven different people, four of which are men at the same time. So he has cuckolded me.
I don't need to hear about this. However, is this what is happening right in front of my very eyes?
Yeah, if you look behind in the back where they're making food, that's not the grease fire that you're hearing. That's his ass sizzling
his
it
clothes.
Up.
Right? Can I get a Coke with that number four with no pickles?
Yeah, he did get a cock with that number four with no pickles.
Oh, so your
sorry,
husband's
my mind's
cheating.
In
I'm
the
so
gutter
sorry.
Right now.
Yeah. I hope your day gets better. Have you punched in my food?
Well.
Have you punched in my food?
Honestly, I'm not paying attention right now.
Oh, it's just a number four with pickles and a Coke.
You know what? Actually, I'll be right back. I got to make a phone call. You'll never guess who I'm calling. It's my cheating husband. You guessed it.
So he's now in a homosexual relationship, you said. That's pretty shocking.
No, he's not gay.
You said he's gay.
No, but he's not gay.
Is that what he's telling you? Or that's what you're summing up?
But he's not
this.
Gay.
Right.
That truly is my
penis, for sure.
For sure. Who doesn't take the occasional?
She's in denial. Yeah.
That
can
is
I get that number
one of
four?
My. Yeah, for sure. One of the funniest things to me in the world.
Okay.
is when straight men,
oh,
air quotes,
I know
I'm doing
what
straight,
you're
kids,
about to
straight
say.
Men, cannot accept or admit to them, like they have like this weird thing about them where they're like, I'm not gay. Okay, cool, man, you're not gay.
Yeah, who cares?
But they actively are sleeping with men on like Tinder and Grindr.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Queer Eye, the podcast that we love and are obsessed with Ralphie, yep, Baby, told us a story.
Not
there.
Queer Eye.
Did I say Queer Eye? Scream, yeah. Queer.
Scream Queer. That's okay, so I got you.
Same level.
We love you, Scream Queer.
Scream Queer. He, yeah. He shared a story about this man who was cheating on his wife for years and, yeah, slept with over hundreds of men. However, yeah, his takeaway with this whole thing is, I am not gay.
I'm not gay.
He kept, yeah, saying that he just, and I'm like, it's okay to be gay.
Yeah, that's what
okay
I'm saying. I
what the hell?
I know
so
quite
odd
a few people that
or
have
bisexual.
That are, well, I know, yeah, but I'm saying I have friends that are queer.
Yeah.
And they say so many times when they hook up with random people,
yep,
they'll be like, just so you know, I'm not gay. And
you're like,
and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, who are you trying to convince? The person you're about to have sex with who's a man?
Yeah.
That you're not gay?
I don't understand that. And you could be like, oh, I'm not, like, I'm bisexual, whatever. But they're like, no, I'm straight. And I'm like,
they're
that
like, hey,
makes sense.
You're like, for sure. Yeah. Now, let's go do homosexual anal sex.
Yeah.
But for sure you're straight.
It's shocking, dude. I just, you know, and that's it. I can't imagine I've ever been in that position where it's like you're make this huge revelation.
Yeah, coming to terms with your sexuality is not something that's just like, right, the easiest thing in the world. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying I find it kind of funny.
When you've had, it's sort of kind of funny. If you've had more than maybe three of the same private parts near your private parts, maybe we should think and be like, I could be this way. Or I could be experimenting,
yeah,
but if it's past a certain number, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, experimenting is a little different than seeking it out regularly.
Yeah,
you know?
Going on, yeah, Reddit sites to
I've
try to find partners.
Yeah, I've experimented with a couple hundred dudes.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know
what I'm
yet.
Saying. What's your past, like, 10? I think you got a good idea.
Oh, I thought you were asking me, weren't your past 10 bodies men?
Yeah,
like, first of all, I don't have 10 bodies. That's crazy.
Weren't
I'm not out here
with a man the other day.
Last night.
Wasn't there a man in your bed?
Last
I saw
night.
Him. I FaceTimed.
Michael. He's a good looking dude.
The archangel, if you know what I mean.
We've got that archangel, if you know what I'm saying. He's got that archangel, you know what I'm saying?
There was a veterinarian, yeah, at the vet clinic that I worked with at that would wipe the you know, like the tables that pets are on. She would wipe it down with a rag,
yeah, yeah,
and then they leave it in there. The vet would come in and clean her teeth with that rag.
Oh my God.
My friend told me this story and I
oh my
never
God.
Gotten over it. I will never recover. It is the most disgusting story. This is a disgusting human being to take. Yeah. Oh, it's not. Oh, it's just gross. Poop on their paws. Yeah, it's, yeah, gross. All right, you have a long one, and this is like the best story.
Okay.
I want to end it on this one. I want to end it on this one.
Okay. Hi, besties. Hello to whoever wrote this. We love you. We support you. We're here for your sexual transition that you're going through.
Okay.
I don't know. We were just talking about that. It's on my mind.
Oh, my
Hi,
God.
Besties. And we support
your thing's gonna
our
die.
Queer friends and community. Yeah. Yeah, we just lost a chub. Anyway.
Were you aroused just now?
I was like, no, I've never had
one. You lost it?
Started thinking about homosexual activity and I got,
yeah,
real worked up.
But you're not gay.
Everyone's gonna write in and be like, Jane, I think you need to do some soul searching.
You're like, nah.
Nah, my soul is searched. All right. Hi, besties. I have some good tea for you. Give it to me, baby. So I was with my friend and we're just hanging out and she checks her Snapchat, as one does. She was looking at stories and clicked on her coworker. Public Snapchat story. This cannot be good.
Never is.
And it's him and his girlfriend doing the nasty in slow motion. I feel like I've heard this story before.
Oh, you probably read it on our messages.
Maybe that. They were doing it with my bro in slow motion on a fucking public story. In slow motion, it's like,
Let's read the next line. It's so good. It's
okay.
So good.
He was moving at a snail's pace. Not sure if he was moving fast enough for it to count as sex, air quotes. Anyway, she slides up and says, bro, delete this. Tell me why this dude replies back with, delete what? Post gone. This is the gaslighting king. She says, we both know what I said. And he fully tried to gaslight her. Apparently another coworker saw it as well and told their whole job. And now that guy that posted the video is telling everyone they're lying. His girlfriend, aka the girl in the video, also works at their job.
Oh my,
and everyone knows.
Gosh, that's a nightmare. That's
a gracious. You show up to work the next day, you have to pretend like you weren't just getting slow-mo dick down on Snapchat.
Have you ever done something crazy like that, James? Have you ever posted a public sex video?
See, here's the thing. If I'm ever getting elevated, you know what I mean? Practicing a little bit of that Santeria and I'm getting a little, you know, hitting that goody two-shoes.
Sure.
A little bit of that herb. I get real paranoid that, I'm going to accidentally mm-hmm. post something that I don't mean to post. And I don't even have crazy shit on my phone.
It's just dark room.
Yeah, literally. Which if anyone saw me post on my story, me being like, whoa, they'd be like, that's James on like a normal Tuesday.
That's scary.
Or I'm afraid that I'm gonna accidentally text the wrong person the wrong thing. Like if I'm talking to multiple people.
Are you struggling with a lack of access to captivating entertainment and media? Are you faced with constant judgment and ridicule from friends and family for your inability to respond appropriately to sensitive situations? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from being emotionally dead inside. But it's not too late to make a change. One Nothing Podcast is a newly available treatment for being dead inside. Taken just once every 2 weeks, One Nothing could make a world of difference. By combining carefully measured dark humor to the amazing original formula of grisly fatalities, One Nothing Podcast has successfully entertained thousands of people suffering from death inside. And with access across all podcast platforms, treatment has never been more readily available. But don't trust my word. Here's some real-world testimonials from a few of our listeners currently undergoing treatment.
From consistent doses of One Nothing Podcast, my posture has greatly improved due to being kept on the edge of my seat.
The One Nothing Podcast comes on, everybody be like, shut the f*** up. I be quiet, but when the episode's over, I be talking again.
Oh my gosh, buddy. I used to be on so many medications for blood pressure, and then I listened to One Nothing Podcast's episode on Kitty Genovese, moved into an apartment on my own, and haven't needed it since. That one really got my blood pumping.
You know, listening to One Nothing Podcast, I'm not constipated anymore. I'm just full of shit.
So what's stopping you from great entertainment?
One Nothing Podcast is not intended for all audiences. Listeners under 18 years of age should obtain permission from your parent or guardian before downloading. Tell your therapist if you're predisposed to whining, complaining, rating podcasts poorly, being overall combative, or being easily offended, as One Nothing Podcast might not be right for you.
So stop letting great content pass you by. Talk to your therapist today to see if One Nothing Podcast is right for you.
I'm like, yeah, fuck you, Timothy. And my coworker's like, James, I was just asking if you could cover my shift tomorrow. What the hell?
What's wrong with you, man?
What? And then I text Timothy. I'm like,
so mean.
I'm like, yeah, I'll cover it real good. And he's like, I thought we were enemies. Yeah,
Timothy's such a now bitch. We're lovers. And you're like, yeah. Enemies to lovers is a good trope. Everyone loves that.
Anal to lover. Wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wanted to end it on this story of mom. She worked at a vet clinic when she was a youngin. The veterinarian was insane. And they're like, we need to shave the animal. The dog or cat, I don't remember, either way it's not good, but shave the animal to put them under for surgery. And they handed mom tweezers.
What?
So we're not going to shave the animal, we're going to pluck the animal's hair from their sensitive region. And I don't remember, I'm pretty sure they didn't try to put it to sleep.
Everyone's listening just like, what the fuck?
It was just like, I need you to pluck these. And mom was like, it was the worst day ever. Pretty sure that person got fired. But anyway, I just want to end on that fun little nugget.
Did she do it?
Yeah, she had to. She was like, what kind of weird hazing is this? They were dead serious.
Do you know how many hair follicles an animal has to be like, is my camera
yeah,
like
not
slowed?
Much around their like genitals and their belly.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Hope you had a fun time. If you want to add anything to that, if you guys have any ideas of some stuff that you wanted to, if this reminds you of any stories you think is funny, please submit it to us, Instagram, TikTok. I mean, pretty much anywhere that we have social media, so you can shoot us a message at Sort of Kind of Funny Pod. Give us a follow there. Also, leave us a review on iTunes and YouTube and Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We have YouTube Shorts. They're really funny, guys. You can see our ugly faces and...
Gosh, just rude. It's just rude. And... You gonna say we're kidding, though? I was gonna say, no, you're for real. Yeah. We are ugly. Big nose, beaked looking siblings.
Big nose looking. Schlugabugger.
Okay, nothing to add except for thank you for the stories. We always love them. We are selling stickers in my on my Etsy shop. They will be linked on the thing. It's just a sort of kind of funny. If you want to put it on your car, if you want to put it on your water bottle, if you want to put it on your
taint,
snowboard, if you want to tattoo it to yourself and bring it to the tattoo artist and say, I want this on my body.
I will pay for your tattoo if you get sort of kind of funny.
I don't know what
you.
I will pay also, it. It's a good name enough to like, it's just like sort of kind of funny. Like it could be like, you're sort of kind of funny too. You're part of sort of kind of funny because it's like, we're not hilarious. We're just claiming to be mediocre at best. So love it. It's got our fun colors. I'll link that and I'll link it in the show notes as well. Cool. Yeah. Let's end it. We love you. Thank you for joining us every week. You
okay, guys.
Little sweet babies.
And babies. Have a great week. And text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.